I'm here with Paddy Bradley. Paddy, what an absorbing contest. You know, Donegal written off going into this championship. Most people were saying, what way would this group finish? Derry or Monaghan first and second, but we have upset the odds. Phenomenal performance, 2-point victory here today, and Donegal have went from a defeat to down at the start of this championship to now being on a front foot again, playing some fantastic football.
Aye, look, we're just delighted, Brenton. To be honest, we went into the group series actually thinking we could win the group. We've done a serious bank of work since the down game. We had a few heart-to-hearts. We knew what we had been producing from the start of the season up until May wasn't good enough. But the boys have worked really, really hard, circled the wagons a wee bit. They've turned it around. Now, nothing's been won yet. I suppose the big goal has always been to get to Croke Park, at least in All-Ireland quarter-final. And we're giving ourselves a good chance with that one, obviously getting ourselves a home preliminary quarter-final next week. So, aye, just delighted with the result. We had obviously a really, really good result down in Clare. Decent performance against Derry, but couldn't see it through. Obviously, sort of tired in the last 10-15 minutes and gave away a few bad goals. But, you know, we've worked hard in the last week. Obviously, watched the DVD, try to, you know, right some of them wrongs. I thought we played really, really fantastic football, particularly in the first half. I thought we probably could have had the game over and done with, maybe after about 55-60 minutes. We butchered quite a few chances and let Monaghan into the game, but I thought all in all we were deserved winners. So as I say, it sets up a home tie next week. We'll obviously wait to the draw on Monday, but we're going in there full of confidence, thinking that we can, as I say, we can get to an All-Ireland quarter-final.
Yeah, and it could have been the likes of a Kerry, Mayo or a Tyrone away. Now it's more looking like a Cork or Armagh or Kildare, I think, is probably, Paddy, the options. But listen, you want to just concentrate on the home match. But Paddy, just on the season, you know, the way it went, you know, obviously the change in terms of the manager stepping down, yourself, and Aidan completely took the reins. And then we had the Roscommon game, then the Down game. But since the second half in Clare, the team has just started to find their feet. Is that the work you've been doing in training and coaching? Because players have started to come of age. We've had injury upon injury, you know, even losing Jason McGee the last day. But it's as if now we've built this newish team. Some young players have come in and done phenomenally, and the older players now are just playing to the peak of their powers, and that has to come down to a lot that you and Aidan are doing.
Look, it's not any one thing, you know. The players have to take most of the credit. Seasons hinge on big moments. Down in Clare, if you go back to that game, Sean Patton pulled off a save against Keelan Sexton whenever probably the game could have been dead and buried, but we were afraid to get in there at half time, kick a few points, get in at half time and put ourselves in a decent position. And as I say, just, you know, the boys have grown in confidence since that. Okay, we lost to Derry last week, but we knew we matched them over the field for long periods of the game. And look, as I say, you know, the work we're doing in the training field is fantastic. The boys have responded really well, but I've been saying that ever since I came here from the start of the season. They're a credit, the lads, you know, in terms of, you know, working with them. And I'm just delighted that they're getting their rewards for the work that goes on.
And I suppose probably the most pleasing thing from you coaching the team is that everybody is putting a shift in. Everybody, like, I'm scared to start naming players because there was some players excelled today, but everybody put a shift in, and there were scores coming off the pitch. Gallon had a slow enough start to the game. It didn't matter. You know, Jamie Brennan chips on me a point. Conor Donnellan was making the breaks forward. You know, we seem to have players coming from all over the pitch now, which means in terms of the opposition looking at us, they're going to have trouble shutting us down in any one place.
Well, this is it. Like, obviously, Oisin, the last day, kicked 9 points against Derry, and he was going to get, you know, more attention today, and he did. He still came up with his usual 3 or 4 points. You mentioned one man there, Jamie Brennan, who I thought was fantastic. You know, Jamie's took a lot of criticism over the last couple of 3 weeks, but I thought, you know, he was fantastic today, not only in front of goal, but the work he was doing, you know, getting back and helping the defence. You know, but there's leaders all over the field, like the likes of Kieran Thompson, I thought, again, was magnificent. Brenton McCall, like, what do you say about that man? Man of the match. And let's be honest, in the last 3 games he's marked Keelan Sexton, Shane McGuigan and Jack McCarron, 3 of the top forwards in Ireland, and he's done really, really against the ball, you know, total all-star form. So look, as I say, there's great leaders in the dressing room. It's great to see Paddy getting another 15 minutes there. That'll obviously bring him on too. So I say everything's, you know, bodes well for the future. The big thing is, I suppose, that a few boys we knocked had to come off there. Hopefully there'll be nothing too serious, because we have been unlucky at the start of the season with the amount of injuries we had. We've been lucky in the last couple of the weeks. Barron, Jason, we've been pretty picked from nearly a full deck, so hopefully, as I say, some of these knocks aren't too serious, and hopefully we'll be picking from a full deck next game. Because as I say, Ballybuffet tradition is a very, very, you know, difficult place to come, and regardless of who we get on Monday, we'll get into that game full of confidence.
Yeah, well, Paddy, you've given the county some lift. My last just question you on that, Jason McGee, has he a chance of being involved next week? And Oisin Gallon is okay?
Oisin's all right. Jason just started to crimp up. Jason definitely has a chance. To be honest, we probably could risk him today, Breton, but we thought the extra week would help him. Obviously, the day wasn't knockout, where next week is. So So hopefully Jason can come through a week's training and be fit for next week. All right.